La Musique, painted in 1984.
This painting is very after the way of Cézanne's paintings, in that it picks out the essence of an object. This one is musical instruments on a table. Rather mixed up together, but you can work out what's what, just about. But he's tried to pick out the essence of each instrument so that it shows it's not nature morte, exactly. It's got life in it. And from the colours and the shapes, it depicts something that you know has got music in it, and it would be possible to have it come to life. And you can imagine the music being played. The colours are bright and very Cézanne-esque, and the style of the painting is very like Cézanne's, which isn't bad, because I think he's quite a good painter to follow. I think he got most, I think, what was his name?
Lemaître.
Got most of his ideas from Cézanne's paintings. I mean, he does his table covered with pots and pans and pots and coffee pots and cups, large cups, small cups, and a vase of flowers, very bright in colour, very contrasting in colour. Not too much, a certain amount of complementary colour used to give it brightness. Like plenty of reds and greens next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are oranges, but I don't see too many blues, actually. Occasional blue.
You're still talking about the one in the middle there?
Yes, I'm still talking about... I'm talking about any of them in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
The colours are pretty well... He uses the same palette for most of his paintings, as far as I can see.
The interiors, anyway.
The interiors, yes. Sometimes when he does an outdoor painting, he browns it down quite a lot. There's a sea scene which has got some blue in it, yes, but not too yes. very
Can
much.
Can I tell you more about this one here?
Yes, do.
This one here. We've been talking about the musical instruments on the table. It's just entitled La Nature Morte.
No, La Musique it's called.
It's called La Musique. And of course, what's been said so far is perfectly true, but it isn't La Nature Morte. It is La Nature Vivante.
Vivante, that's what I said.
And if you're close up to it, you're too obsessed with the actual
detail
of the painting. But what Lemaître wants to do is for us to see something which isn't normally visible, or if you like, to supply something from ourselves,
yes,
even, to collaborate with what he's put on the painting.
Yes.
So as you go back and back and back, what actually happens is, more and more, your own complement is becoming dominant, and you can see the thing much better because you are supplying a great deal of what is unseen in the painting itself.
He gets the essence of the abstract.
That's right.
In other words.
That's right. Yeah. Now, as a contrast, would you like to talk a bit more? There's one over here which is called The End of the Last Fight.
Yes.
This one. Have you looked at that one before?
Yes. Because it's someone who is in a terrible situation after a battle of some sort.
This actually takes place in Lebanon.
Oh, in Lebanon, yes. They're absolutely worn out from fighting. It could be they're near death, I don't know. He doesn't actually say.
It does say, actually, on the
blurb. Oh, it does,
it.
Yes.
So this man here is on the point of death.
Yeah.
And sitting next to him is a damsel. She's not on the point of death.
No.
But she is, if you like, a comfort to him, both in a fleshy way, because he's a fleshy Lebanese-type beauty, and also in a mental way,
yes,
supporting him.
Yes.
And I don't know whether you can see from here,
yes,
he's just thrown something. Can you see what he's thrown? Onto the sand in front of him.
Some stones? I can't make it out.
It actually is some dice.
Oh, yes, he's thrown the dice. Will he live or die?
Yeah.
Yes. But next to him, there's also someone else who's lying in
I think he's already dead, that one.
I think so.
And what about the actual palette?
The palette is much more toned down from his Naturmort. It's more thoughtful. It has more feeling in it.
I'm not sure about that, but anyway, it's a different. It's not quite so sumptuous, is it?
No, all his paintings of people, they do have a certain amount of brightness. For example, the trousers of the man there who's dying, and the jumper of the painter, which may be himself, it may be a self-portrait.
I don't know, maybe.
And you see some more people of ladies sitting in chairs, mostly sitting in chairs, and one playing a guitar, but they all have some blue or red.
Yeah.
Or brightish colours.
Maybe, yes.
A very interesting painter. And if you've seen Cézanne, you'll understand what he gets out of Cézanne, because he's brought it into his own paintings.
That one over there in the corner seems a nice boy.
Yes.
Can you see? Ahead of us.
As you see.
Yes. Right. Do you want any more, David?
Sharp edges. Rather blocked paint. Blocked houses. Blocked buildings.
Blocks of paint,
yes.
It's interesting seeing the Battle of Hastings one, which is about one of the largest canvases here, which shows the Duke of Normandy without his helmet and shows his brother-in-law, the bishop, with his mitre on, which is quite different from the view we see in the Bayeux tapestry. And the characters look almost as if they've been taken out of a French dessin animé. In fact, it could have been just lifted up from it, but chunky in the style of Cézanne at the same time, so it's a sort of mix between dessin animé and Cézanne, which is quite interesting. And the shields are either blue or red. I think the red may have something to do with blood, I'm not sure. But it's no less gory than the Bayeux tapestry.